y'all. It's Dr. Tamika Scott. Welcome to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution, the podcast where leadership meets mindset transformation. In today's episode, we will explore the transformative power of self-belief and confidence. I'm thrilled you have joined me here today for this insightful discussion on redefining self-worth and learning to trust the sincerity of compliments. Compliments, they have the potential to uplift our spirits, boost our confidence, and affirm our worth. Yet for many of us, myself included, accepting compliments sincerely can be challenging. We may find ourselves questioning the genuineness of the praise. So today, let's talk about the power of perception, uncover the truth behind compliments, and continue the conversation on navigating self-doubt through authentic acknowledgement. Today, we will explore practical strategies for building confidence and show us some grace around accepting and embracing our own self-worth. So whether you're someone who deflects compliments or struggles to believe in their authenticity, this episode is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Now, compliments are often viewed through the lens of our own self-perception. So if we are struggling with low self-esteem or imposter syndrome, we may find it difficult to accept praise sincerely. Our inner critic may whisper self-doubt, and this leads us to question the sincerity around the compliment we receive. Like, are you just saying that because ... One common barrier to accepting compliments is imposter syndrome. It's a phenomenon where individuals doubt their accomplishments and fear being exposed as a fraud. Despite external validation, those experiencing imposter syndrome may struggle with internal praise, believing that they are unworthy of recognition, or believing that external recognition is a bad thing. And like imposter syndrome, having low self-esteem can color or alter our perception of a compliment. And if we have this negative self-talk or negative beliefs about ourselves, we may easily dismiss or downplay a compliment because we're unable to see ourselves deserving such praise. But what if we could shift our perspective? What if we could reframe compliments as genuine affirmations of our worth? I wonder if by recognizing the impact of our perception of a compliment, how that plays a role in our ability to accept the compliment. I think if we took that perspective, we could at least begin to challenge the negative self-talk or mind drama that's connected to a compliment. And from there, we can then cultivate a mindset of self-worth. All right, so here's the truth behind compliments. So picture this. You're at work, you're doing your thing, and suddenly a coworker drops you a compliment. Now, is it genuine or just a bunch of fluff? That's the million-dollar question. But let me share a client story with you. And I'm going to make up her name because I haven't asked or received permission to share her story. So I'm going to call her Sarah for the sake of kicks and giggles. So Sarah used to struggle big time with accepting compliments, me and her both. So let me be very clear. This is also my story. And I've learned. And for Sarah, every time someone gave her some level of praise, she would brush it off like it was no big deal. When we first started having conversations around this, I used to tell her, you sort of downplay or put a lot of mess on your name. You completely downplay yourself. Does that sound familiar to any of you? I know one of my go-tos is just saying, thank you for thinking so. So now let me give you what I share with Sarah. And this is a tip that I think has worked for me, and Sarah has evidence that it's also worked for her. So one of these times, me and Sarah were talking, and we sort of role play. What would it be like if her manager came up to her and actually acknowledged all of the amazing work that she was doing? What would that look like for her? And so we role played, and I was Sarah's manager and shared with Sarah. I was like, hey, Sarah, just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate your hard work on this project. You really knocked it out of the park this time. Now, typically what Sarah would do, would be like, oh, it's nothing, glad to help, or something to that nature. But instead, I asked her to don't respond quickly, but to take a moment, soak in the compliment. And from there, simply acknowledge the compliment. Thank you so much. And after, tell your truth. I put a lot of work into that, and I'm glad it paid off. Now, see, Sarah was eventually able to do that with her supervisor, but it took some time for her to actually be able to see how she was like low-key hating on herself by just brushing off a compliment. But what I will say is that it's important for us to read in between these lines, because there are times where we feel, or we maybe have seen, that not all compliments are sincere or from a level of appreciation. And for some, they've experienced compliments that are about stroking egos or playing games. But in the most realistic world, I believe that typically when someone gives you a compliment, it's genuine. And it's coming from a place of love with sincerity and appreciation. The compliment is typically designed to uplift us and to celebrate our wins. So by recognizing the real deal, like Sarah did, we can start to trust the sincerity of a compliment and embrace our self-worth. It's really just about flipping the script and owning our greatness. So let's talk about it. Self-doubt. Now, let me tell you a little bit about a powerhouse. She's an amazing woman who knows a thing or two about self-doubt. It's none other than the incredible forever Michelle Obama. Ah, she's here. No, I'm joking. but her story really resonates with this ideal around navigating and trying to manage our self-doubt. She herself, being the iconic woman that she is, has shared her moments of uncertainty. She once said something to the tune of, I still have a little bit of imposter syndrome. And she shared how she felt like it never goes away. She shared how she continued to be amazed that people were listening to her. Even post being the first lady. Now, can you believe it? I mean, one, she's freaking amazing, but two, that even post being first lady, she still deals with some levels of imposter syndrome, feeling like she doesn't belong in spaces. But guess what? She hasn't let that stop her, and she's a great example of owning our own worth and making a difference in the world regardless. So if you've read any of Michelle Obama's books or listened to her podcast or some of the things that she's said, you would know that she talks about how she learned to embrace her doubts and turn them into the fuel that she needed. So instead of letting self-doubt hold her back, she used it as motivation to push herself even further. She flipped the script on this ideal of we're not worthy or I shouldn't be in this space. So like her, here's the deal that I believe we all need to sit with. When it comes to navigating self-doubt, authenticity is the key. It's about being real with yourself and others and embracing your greatness without apology. Practice that gratitude and self-compassion, like Michelle did and how she continues to do. We can start to build confidence and trust within ourselves and know that when we receive a compliment, we can trust it because we believe in ourselves and know that we are worthy of that compliment. Again, it's really about flipping the script on the ideal or the perception that we have about who we are when we're in those moments of self-doubt or imposter syndrome, and rewriting the narrative so that we can own the compliment that we deserve. Accepting compliments graciously isn't just about saying thank you and moving on. It's about truly internalizing the praise and letting it boost your self-worth. You remember me sharing about Sarah and how I asked her to pause and then for her to share her authentic truth. So some of you may be wondering, okay, Tamika, blah, blah, blah. So how do we do it? Well, it starts with a mindset shift. Instead of dismissing the compliment or downplaying your achievements, we need to learn how to own our greatness. One powerful strategy is practicing gratitude. When someone compliments you, take a moment to genuinely thank them and reflect on the positive impact of their words. By acknowledging the kindness of others, you're reinforcing your own worthiness of that praise. Another key aspect is self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same level of kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend, recognizing that it's okay to feel proud of who you are and what you've accomplished, and to accept recognition for your hard work. And another is to celebrate your successes, no matter how small. Each compliment you receive is a testament to your ability and your contributions. So don't be afraid to bask in the glow of recognition and allow it to fuel your confidence. You're worthy of it. You are deserving of it. So embrace it. All right, we've talked about a lot. We've talked about the power of accepting compliments, like the amazing people we are, and trusting in their sincerity. We've talked about how our perceptions can shape our confidence and learn some real life strategies on how we can kick self-doubt to the curb. And of course, we can't forget about my forever first lady and her moments of self-doubt and how she is a perfect example of owning our worth and showing ourselves that self-doubt ain't got nothing on us. So as we wrap things up for this episode, I want to remind you that you're worthy of every compliment, of every praise, every bit of recognition that comes your way. So own it, embrace it, and shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like the star you are. So I want you to just keep believing in yourself and keep revolutionizing. I don't know if that's a word, but if it's, I think it is. Revolutionizing your mindset. Because guess what? You are unstoppable. And can't nobody dim your light. And if they try, tell them to kick rocks. All right. This is Dr. Tamika Scott, and I am signing off from Baselined and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution. Until next time, stay amazing and keep living your best life. And remember, you got this.